Unit 3, Ways to Win. Warming up. Now you will hear a monologue about ways of doing things. Listen carefully and complete the following statements according to what you hear.
I am nearly 60 years old, and I like to do things the way I have always done them, following the same methods I have used for years. After all, these methods have made me successful. However, I like to think I'm smarter than this. I'm too smart to think my ways of doing things are always the best. This is why I like to see what others are doing. How do Korean management teams train their staff members? What methods are used by German schools in teaching languages? What approaches do American high school teachers take in teaching about confidence? Looking at these things, I discover new ways of doing things. Then, if they are successful, I use them in making my own decisions.
Listening. Understanding short conversations. Now you will hear 10 short conversations. A question will follow each conversation. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
1.
The president has decided that the current education system must be changed.
Yeah, but the question is what to change and how to change it. I'd like a leader who has real ideas for how things could be done. Question: what can we infer from the conversation?
Two.
A new language school from England has gotten a lot of attention because of its success in teaching students English.
I saw something on the news about it. I should ask my teacher what he thinks. Question: how does the man know of the English language school?
3.
My daughter's college entrance exam is coming up, and I don't think she's ready.
You might want to send her to a test preparation school modeled on the schools in Japan. Students there do quite well. Question: why does the man recommend the test preparation school?
4.
Our school has started offering classes in Chinese philosophy and religions.
I've actually taken some of these classes as well as a Chinese cooking class, and now I want to visit China to see how the people live. Question: what does the man want to learn about when he travels to China?
5.
Do you have any ideas for how I could improve my study skills?
There are lots of special techniques and even classes on the subject of study skills, but I think you should forget about all of that. Just study more. Question: what should the woman do?
6.
I've been thinking a lot about how I could become happier, but I don't know what to do.
Well, I think you should give up on the idea that money brings happiness. Try learning from poor, simple farmers. They always seem happy. Question: what does the man think of farmers?
7.
Well, I can't see why you're traveling to Germany.
I know you want me to stay here, but my boss is sending me. I'm supposed to have a look at a factory there and learn something from it. Question: why is the man traveling to Germany?
8.
When the meeting begins, I'd like you to introduce the methods of negotiation you learned while you were in Japan.
Okay. Do you have plans to discuss how these methods can be used, or can I do that? Question. What are the speakers talking about?
Nine.
While you're away in Australia, I'd like you to learn all you can about Australian business, anything we can use to make our own company better.
Okay, I will. I'll work hard and make the best of this opportunity. Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Ten.
After trying new education methods from Germany, Japan, and India, I'm still shocked to find that nothing is helping our students here improve.
Maybe methods aren't successful outside of their own countries, and we should stick to our local British ways. Question. Where are the speakers? Understanding a long conversation. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by five questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the four possible choices. Mandy has been working really hard to get into a good college. I wonder whether there's anything we can do to help.
Well, we could send her to a juku.
A what? That sounds Japanese.
It is Japanese. A juku is a Japanese school that prepares students for the college entrance examination.
There are Japanese schools here in the United States?
Not quite. There are schools here that are in the style of the Japanese ones, and they're very successful in preparing students for big exams.
That sounds good, but I don't think Mandy would want to leave the school she's at now.
She wouldn't leave. Jukus are attended in addition to regular schools. She'd go there every day in the evening, and she'd also attend on weekends.
You think Mandy would do that? It'd take a lot of her free time away.
Our daughter is a good student, and she wouldn't mind the extra work involved.
Okay. Maybe we can go and visit one first before we make any decisions. How about tomorrow? Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What are the speakers talking about? 2. What do juku schools prepare students for? 3. What can we infer from the conversation? 4. How does the woman feel about Mandy? 5. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers? 6. Understanding a passage. Now you will hear a passage followed by five questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the four possible choices. Young people go to school to gather information, become respectable members of society, and prepare themselves either for university studies or for employment. And it is a teacher's job to help students accomplish these goals. But are public school teachers doing a good job? A recent report has an answer, no. And the details are disturbing. For one, researchers claim that 57% of all class time is wasted. During this time, no teaching or learning is actually taking place, as teachers have given this time to students to do whatever they wish. If students want to talk to friends or play computer games, that is what they do. Secondly, teachers are neglecting their classes by sometimes not even being in the room with their students. According to the report, teachers spend 33% of the time outside of the classroom where their students can't see them. Thirdly, and probably most disturbing of all, 10% to 12% of teachers are drunk when they are giving their lessons. It is clear that something must change if public schools wish to help students accomplish their goals, and it seems that teachers should be supervised if improvements are to be made.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What is this passage mainly about? 2. According to the report, what happens during over half of the class time? 3. How much of class time do teachers spend out of the sight of their students? 4. What does the speaker find most disturbing? 5. What is the first step toward improving schools?
6. Understanding a radio program. Task 1. Now you will hear a recording. Listen carefully and complete the following sentences with the word groups provided. Each word group will be used no more than once. Note, there are two extra word groups.
I believe in mystery.
I believe in family.
I believe in being who I am.
I believe in the power of failure.
And I believe normal life is extraordinary.
This I believe.
Now, an essay from our series, This I Believe. Maria Mayo Robbins is getting a doctorate in religion at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. Her life has taken unexpected turns, good and bad, that helped her find meaning and go forward.
I believe in chance. Strings of unexpected encounters mark my life. I believe that chance has guided me, jolted me sometimes, onto paths I wouldn't have chosen but needed to follow, whether I knew it or not. Chance encounters have led me across continents and into unanticipated worlds. At 21, I first visited Italy. As I struggled with a mouthful of college Italian to find the word for towel in a hostel one morning, an older woman laughed, straightened out my garbled attempts, and invited me to her home. Chance gently pushed me and led me to a lifelong connection to her family, their small town of Castelfranco Veneto, and several years later, the opportunity to live there. But chance is not always kind. When I was 25 years old, chance led an intruder to break into my home in the middle of a quiet spring night. The violence of that night and months of rehabilitation left me questioning how I could ever find meaning in such a vicious stroke of fortune. But in the years that followed, I drew even closer to my family and became a more empathetic friend. I relished the ability to walk or even run on my own. I did all the things I had always wanted to do. I pierced my nose, flew to Israel, and hauled a rented grand piano up to my 8th-floor apartment. I lived a life in vivid moments. I followed the questions raised by the attack into graduate school, where today I continue to study and work for justice for victims of violence. I kept going, and meaning took hold in unexpected places.
Speaking.
Motto dialogues.
Requests and suggestions.
1.
My girlfriend's birthday is on Thursday, but I have no idea what present to give her. Could you give me some suggestions?
How about some flowers? Girls love pretty flowers.
That's what I usually do. I want to give her a surprise this time.
Well, if I were you, I'd sing a song for her and record it on a tape.
That sounds great.
2.
Could I see you for a minute?
Yeah, come on in.
There's going to be an English speech contest this Friday evening. Would you be kind enough to be the judge?
I'd love to, but I have to attend a meeting at my daughter's school. I suggest you talk to Professor Yang. She might be free then.
Commands and warnings.
1.
When shall I turn in the term paper?
You are supposed to submit it before June 14th.
What if I fail to turn it in on time?
In that case, you will lose some credits.
2.
I haven't seen you lately. How have you been?
I have been coughing terribly these days, and I've decided to give up smoking.
It's a wise decision. I have warned you of the dangers of smoking, but you wouldn't listen.
I hadn't thought that it would get so serious.
But it's still not too late. You must learn to take care of yourself when you are away from home.
Absolutely right. Speaking practice. Are tests pointless? Now listen to a passage and give a speech in response to the questions asked. Your speech should be no shorter than 10 sentences. Write out your speech before delivering it in front of your classmates.
In China, one's educational level is decided by his or her ability to pass various examinations. The college entrance examination, Band 4, Band 6, the graduate school entrance examination, the list goes on and on. People take examinations in order to get somewhere. Those occupying higher positions must have done pretty well. Their teachers prepared them well to pass exams. Having said that, we can't help but wonder if their teachers prepared them well for life. Test preparation doesn't necessarily train people to deal with real problems. By the time someone graduates, he or she might be able to get a good job. However, he or she might not be able to do this job well or with confidence.
Listening and speaking.
Task 1. Fill in the following table according to what you hear.
Every year, dozens of students from my university go abroad, believing that overseas study will be very rewarding. Some think they will learn important skills, such as a foreign language, art, or technology. And they also think studying abroad will allow them to meet people with different thoughts. These new thoughts, the students believe, will broaden their minds and help build their careers later on. Well, these things may be true. Students going abroad may learn important skills, and they may also meet people who think differently. However, I am still against studying abroad. First, study abroad is costly. Students may pay up to 3 or 4 times more than they would if they study at a local university. This expense often causes a heavy burden to the students' families. Second, studying abroad means they have to leave friends and family behind. This is something students don't think much about when they leave, but it will greatly affect their lives. Without the support of family and friends, students suffer many difficulties. Third, studying abroad often brings about the experience of astounding culture shock. Some students can't adapt well to the new environment and suffer from traumatic stress.
Homework. Language sense enhancement. Now listen to a speech and try to imitate the speaker.
For a true writer, each book should be a new beginning, or he tries again for something that is beyond attainment. He should always try for something that has never been done, or that others have tried and failed. Then, sometimes, with good luck, he will succeed. How simple the writing of literature would be if it were only necessary to write in another way what has been well written. It is because we have had such great writers in the past that a writer is driven far out past where he can go, out to where no one can help him.
Supplementary listening. Task 1. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices. You have a foreign roommate, don't you?
No, but you have one, right?
That's right, Leo. He's from France, and he's told me a lot about life in his country.
I hope Leo is not teaching you how to find a new girlfriend. You've got your hands full with me.
Hey, don't worry about that. I'm not going to replace you. He doesn't teach me about finding new loves or anything like that. You can relax about that.
But being romantic is what the French are famous for, isn't it?
Come on, you should know better than that. The French are famous for many things, so stop stereotyping them. Leo has opened my eyes to a lot of different things.
Like what?
Well, art, music, literature. The things the French are so accomplished in.
How about food? The French are famous for their food.
They are, but Leo hasn't taught me anything about French food. I plan to learn about that when I go to France.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What are the speakers talking about? 2. Who is Leo? 3. What does the woman know? 4. What does the man plan to learn about in France? 5. What is the relationship between the two speakers?
2. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
No doubt college can teach you many things that will make you successful in life. Still, there is something you must take care of if you want to continue in school. I'm talking about paying for it. Paying for college is about to get harder. Starting in July, interest rates on new student loans will rise to 6.8% from today's rate of 4.7%. In the future, they may reach 7.5% or even 10%. Here we see that getting a degree is becoming even more expensive. On a $20,000 loan, students will be paying about $2,500 more just in interest payments over the life of the loan. The cost of getting an education is going to prevent a lot of young adults from living alone. Parents are also going to face more difficulties, for they will have to support their children while their children are living at home. If you are a student, you should do what you can to reduce the amount of money you spend while in college. Try to borrow as little as possible and try to pay off your debt as soon as you can in order to reduce interest rate payments.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What is this passage about? 2. What is today's interest rate on student loans? 3. What is the result of the rise in interest rates for student loans? 4. What causes problems for parents? 5. What does the speaker advise?
Task 3. Now you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 1 to 7 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 8 to 10, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage. Why is it important to set goals? Because goals can help you do, be, and experience anything you want in life. Instead of just letting life happen to you, you can use goals to indicate your direction. Here we can distinguish between two different types of people. Successful and happy people have a vision of how their life should be. They set lots of goals, both short-term and long-term, to help them reach their vision. By setting goals, your desired achievements in life, you are taking control of your life. It's like having a map to show you where you want to go. In most cases, winners in life set goals and follow through on them. People who win decide what they want in life, and then get there by making plans and setting goals. But in contrast to successful people, unsuccessful people just let life happen by accident. Goals aren't difficult to set, and they aren't difficult for people to attain. It's up to you to find out what your goals, ideals, and visions really are. You are the one who can decide what to go after and in what direction to aim your life. So, if you're not a goal setter, it's time to get busy. Now the passage will be read again. Why is it important to set goals? Because goals can help you do, be, and experience anything you want in life. Instead of just letting life happen to you, you can use goals to indicate your direction. Here we can distinguish between two different types of people. Successful and happy people have a vision of how their life should be. They set lots of goals, both short-term and long-term, to help them reach their vision. By setting goals, your desired achievements in life, you are taking control of your life. It's like having a map to show you where you want to go. In most cases, winners in life set goals and follow through on them. People who win decide what they want in life, and then get there by making plans and setting goals. But in contrast to successful people, unsuccessful people just let life happen by accident. Goals aren't difficult to set, and they aren't difficult for people to attain. It's up to you to find out what your goals, ideals, and visions really are. You are the one who can decide what to go after and in what direction to aim your life.
So, if you're not a goal setter, it's time to get busy. Now the passage will be read for the third time. Why is it important to set goals? Because goals can help you do, be, and experience anything you want in life. Instead of just letting life happen to you, you can use goals to indicate your direction. Here we can distinguish between two different types of people. Successful and happy people have a vision of how their life should be. They set lots of goals, both short-term and long-term, to help them reach their vision. By setting goals, your desired achievements in life, you are taking control of your life. It's like having a map to show you where you want to go. In most cases, winners in life set goals and follow through on them. People who win decide what they want in life, and then get there by making plans and setting goals. But in contrast to successful people, unsuccessful people just let life happen by accident. Goals aren't difficult to set, and they aren't difficult for people to attain. It's up to you to find out what your goals, ideals, and visions really are. You are the one who can decide what to go after and in what direction to aim your life. So, if you're not a goal setter, it's time to get busy.